Alexa.
I would be angry if you were told he's a Windows user.
No, no, it's not a Windows user.
That's okay.
He's a friend, he's an open source guy.
Yeah, and so he's a friend. That's not a close friend, but a friend.
His history is he didn't like SUSE before because Yast was not open.
Because it used some proprietary software, so I switched to Red Hat. And then I'm switching back to SUSE now.
Really? In some ways, Yast was always open.
Yast wasn't GPL.
It wasn't GPL compatible. The license was. The license was basically. You can do everything whatever you want with Yast, but you're not allowed to sell it.
Oh, I didn't know.
So it was. It was not shared in the open source. It was not an open source license because you learned about the restriction of that made a GPL compatible was the only logic of money. It was all a way of taking care that nobody could solve that and make a CentOS.
Actually, also Red Hat was concerned about the same thing, and they used the trademark law to protect themselves. So it's CentOS guys.
So it's not. It wasn't open source, definitely not. It wasn't proprietary.
SUSE also put Java and Macromedia Flash and NVIDIA Reavers on the distribution. And actually, I'm one of those extremists like Stallman who don't want to use any proprietary software at all.
But what we're doing right now is not on the DVD, but on the CDs. Yeah, we have all the assets. We have an extra one if you want it. You can take it if you don't want it.
And I really like it for that.
And I've made also for the DVD all the non open source packages are in a separate pattern so that you can see easily which ones, which closed source software has.
Yeah, I like the way you're doing it now. And also, Ubuntu, I think, is going that direction too.
Okay.
They are following the lead of SUSE and Red Hat on removing proprietary drivers and JDP and so on.
What are you doing?